Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies. In this podcast series, we're joined by film critic and author Father Peter Malone as we relate the day's gospel reading to a film that echoes its themes. You can download a podcast for the Sundays of Lent and Easter and other key dates of the seasons. On now, Peter, to Good Friday, and I was thinking it might be a difficult selection, but actually, you've gone for Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes, in one way it's an obvious choice, Zeffirelli's Jesus of Nazareth, but to talk about it is difficult because, as you know, the television version goes for almost 8 hours. So what I thought I would do, and it's the reason I chose it for today, is single out one particular episode and the richness that is there if one is aware of it. And it's the great skill of Zeffirelli and Anthony Burgess as his screenwriter that they were able to make links with different parts of the gospel, not exactly the same way as the gospels do themselves. So that, for instance, just to say quickly, the narrative of the prodigal son is in a banquet that Matthew organizes, the tax collectors and the sinners, but Peter is angry with Matthew because he taxed him and the other fishermen, and so he will not go in to the banquet. But he comes to the door and he hears Jesus tell the parable of the prodigal son, and like the elder brother, he then does come in and asks about how often he should forgive. So they've combined several of the gospel stories in a new and fresh way. And my thought always is St. Luke up in heaven saying, why didn't I think of that?
Well, say something! Don't you want to defend yourself? Do you want to die? Don't you realize I have the power to release you or have you crucified?
Have no power over me if it had not been given you from above.
The example for Good Friday for the reflection is that when Jesus is on the way to Calvary, so the way of the cross, they have decided that the reading from the liturgy, which is the fourth servant song from the book of Isaiah, the suffering servant, that is recited as the procession goes towards Calvary. Now, the actor reciting it gives it his very British best, and in fact it is Laurence Olivier. So it's a chance to hear Laurence Olivier speaking that section of the book of Isaiah, the fourth servant song. But more importantly for our reflection, we ask the question, whom did Olivier portray in the film? And the answer is Nicodemus. So Zeffirelli and Burgess have Nicodemus acknowledging during the way of the cross who Jesus is and the fulfillment of the Old Testament. Because Nicodemus was the one who came in darkness to seek out Jesus and ask him questions. They have him now in the film proclaiming, as Jesus goes to die, that he recognizes him as the fulfillment of all the prophecies. And then it will be Nicodemus with Joseph of Arimathea who will offer the grounds and all that is needed for the burial of Jesus. So I think Jesus of Nazareth is full of those kinds of reflections, but I thought I'd just focus on that one for a Good Friday reflection.